You know, when you get good at this kind of thing, the process of relaxation and meditation, things do happen. We become particularly used to a certain way of going under. You pick a place, a time, an event, a voice, a sound, and then you let your mind, which is already able to slip into an altered state since we have to do that kind of thing, even just to sleep, rest, zone out and dream anyway, slip deep. Sometimes things happen to our bodies when they get tired, drowsy, droopy, relaxed. Inhibitions and stressors we normally function under fade away. Because we're sinking to a place we know is safe, where we can open up, learn, be honest with ourselves. And as you become more open to the wants and demands of your waiting mind, your body begins a reasonable process of reaction to this freedom and to the stimulation of my voice. Now you may think, as so many people do, that you cannot sink under. You might think you'll avoid being tranced, hypnotized, led deep. But face it, we're creating pretty favorable circumstances here. You're relaxing to my voice, which you find alluring enough to knowingly subject yourself to it for a lengthy period, letting my propositions and interests flow into you and spread out to fill your consciousness. You've made yourself comfy, and you know what's coming, even if your mind forgets eventually. And speaking of rising, since you know making you hot, horny, throbbing, aching, desire pulsing through you, you know that's the goal. You've got more than enough subliminal motivation to begin breathing a little deeper, to begin following down, blood moving under your skin, making it flush, making you warm, mind moving closer to sexy, teasing thoughts. I don't need to describe in detail. You may doubt that I can take you down into deep, soothing, familiar trance. But I need to do only very little. Your mind does the work for me. It contains fantasies. It contains the expectation of being hornier than you dreamed before you began. The expectation of hips moving and shifting from side to side, trying to get comfortable, trying to keep fabric and the air and your thoughts from caressing your skin deftly, and making your oversensitive, and increasingly sensitive at that, flesh move to the music of my voice and the tingles it spawns in your waiting mind. Let that tingling expand. The thing about being hypnotized is you do have a choice to cease listening. But if you're going to keep listening, your mind is open and my words can permeate, and there's a part of your consciousness that's going to think, that sounds like a good idea, because I am artfully and alluringly presenting each and every teasing tread downward, instructing, influencing, directing. You hear what you hear. The reality of that hearing, especially when someone's word choice is apt and rapid and enthusiastic and alluring and inescapable, the reality of you hearing it is likewise unavoidable. Your mind may attempt to dismiss words. It may set them aside. You may say that since of course I can't help you into deep, alluring, hypnotic trance, you can simply tune me out. But if that's your goal, your intention, why would you still be listening? And if you're not still listening, You sure are spending a lot of time with my voice murmuring seductively in your ear, in your mind, my intentions spilling over your brain. All too often, people forget that the words we hear are physical signals, physical impulses sent on the air. The movement of air that they arrive within is converted into electrical impulses, which register in the framework of chemical potential, the linked computers in our mind. As the processes which indicate arousal become stronger, the rushing of blood to the right parts, the flush of heat beneath our skin, the moan that might escape you amid the wreathing of hips and the pulsing of fantasies. These are physical processes too. The buttons in our mind which start the process of pleasure and arousal, and its physical signs, are all tied together, and my words can strum across them, pushing, prodding, influencing fantasies to flow so strongly to the surface that you cannot avoid them, only indulge in them. Thing is, I've already got you thinking about those little levers in your mind, clicking into place. The ones that turn you on in the first place. I call them to the forefront, and after all, you're spending time here, in trance, relaxed, listening to me. You've set aside time deliberately. You've made this happen, turned me loose on your mind, given me license to stimulate and titillate, tease and encourage. Feel your body become a little more aware of every tingle, every movement, every brush of the air across you, a rigidness overtaking, your body spasming, your mind feeling you become hard, space between your legs stimulated by my voice. After all, if all we're trying to do is stimulate physical arousal, all I've got to do is turn you on.